Hine Hashem nitzav alav. Hine zot yadua ki ikar hidgalut Hashem yitbarach ba'olam hu al yedei shlosha. It's known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in this world in three levels. Olam shana nefesh. Olam is what? Space. Shana is time. Nefesh is spirit, right? Which is everything about M equals MC equals... can't even speak anymore. Right. About time, about space time, about perception of a person. This is all known already. These three things are directly correlated to each other, but that's fine. Hola, right? I mean, Einstein had a pace, right? That's the only thing that he had. Everything else was didn't have hair. Just had pace. Olam hu makom hamikdash. What's olam? What's the highest epitome? What's the highest pinnacle of space?
Okay, so what does that mean?
Temple Mountain, right?
I don't know, but it means that you can't stop.
Hashasham hu'idgalut elukot elukot oid barach. Mishana, what's the highest time of highest pinnacle of time? Right? Ve'shana hi ve'hamivcha shebazmanim u'shabes. Kamosha nimtza et galut elukot oid Shabbos is right? The highest, right? On the Temple Mountain, the highest is Kodesh HaKadashim, right? On Shabbos, what's the highest? Shabbat Shabbaton, right? Yom Kippur, right? The Nefesh, Nefeshat Yisrael. And the Nefesh is Am Yisrael. And the highest in Am Yisrael is the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, right? And the three are in Shleimus here. Right? Three are when do we reach the highest in the three? Right? When the Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, right?
So when
it's right?
There, but you don't know
what
it is.
What?
Nila?
No,
it
goes on Yom Musaf.
You don't know what the grave is.
That's the grave. That's the grave.
You don't know what the
grave is. The Nefesh. So here it says like this.
You don't know the location.
And here the three are the highest. Makom HaMikdash, right? Where is Yaakov putting his head down? Makom HaMikdash. Shneimar. Ein Zekim Beit Elokim. This is the house of God. And this is, has to be that when is this happening? When is this happening? On Shabbos, right? The Midrash Tanchuma says that it happened on Shabbos.
This is a type of base of process that doesn't need to be marked.
Gemara asks, how do you know you can go to battle on Shabbos?
Boom, that's exactly right.
How do you know that you're allowed to go to war on Shabbos? Because Yaakov Avinu ran away from Esav on Shabbos. Right. So with this is Shabbos. So where's the time? Beis HaMikdash. Where's the place? Beis HaMikdash. When is the time? Shabbos. And who's the person? Yaakov Avinu. Muvcha Sheben HaFashot. Sheboni Chilu Kol Nefeshot Yisrael. That he is the... All of Am Yisrael comes from him. Right? When you have the shleimus of time, space, and spirit, you know what that's going to cause? A revelation of God. Right? God wants to reveal himself all the time. He just need, right? Lahavdil Avengers, right? The seven portals opening one on top of the other. You have the portal, you have time, space, and spirit. All reach perfection, boom, Hashem appears, right? That's Yom Kippur, right? That's here, right here. V'hine Hashem nitzav alav. This is atzma the bracha. This is the bracha. Ubir zeh kmo shekdushat Shabbos hi kavua v'kaima. The kedusha of Shabbos is something substantial. It's kavua v'kaima. It's always there. B'li shum kedusha v'torut am Yisrael. Am Yisrael don't need to do it toruta. They're just there because God, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is there. Rak mitzav Hashem nitzav alav b'atzmo hu kadosh v'lo kemi tovim sheyisrael mekachim otam. The holidays we have to mekadosh b'Shabbos. It's already holy. I just have to create a vessel to absorb it. Kachu kedushas Yaakov Avinu, kedushas Shabbos. Shkedushas Shabbos means Hashem Yitbarach ve'ino tzarich l'shum toruta. Yaakov Avinu is like Shabbos. He is Shabbos, right? The tzaddik is called Shabbos in Zohar, many places. Tzaddik is called Shabbos. V'im ken lo ne'emar omed alav rak nitzav. Ki omed mash mashata omed alav velo mikodem and mikach eturita delay. Aval nitzav anu shtamid mekadesh atzmo. Right, what's the difference between nitzav and omed? Omed is like, oh, it's not standing. Nitzav means, a nitzav is something that has been stationary for a while. What does it mean, ve'ine Hashem nitzav alav? Now that he, oh, and behold, God is standing here. No, God's been standing here the whole time. I've just, for the first time, been able to tap into it. God is always here. God is always appearing on Shabbos.
I read that in my math class. One
I'm just not always able to be there, to appreciate it, to perceive it. But when Olam Shana Nefesh reach a climax, right?
I'm not joking.
When a person who's holy goes to the place where it's holy and experiences it in a time that is holy, he experiences Hashem Yibarach. Right? And it's not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes there. Kadosh Baruch Hu is already there. Right? It's not some magic trick. Oh, if you mix these three things, poof, God's going to appear. No. God's already there. You just need to be able to see it. And you need to have these three elements of Olam Shana Nefesh in order to see it. V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav, God is already there. God was stationary. Same way Shabbos is stationary. Same, God is stationary at Shabbos, at Eretz Yisrael, and at a Yid. We need to be able to be open to it. That's why a Tzaddik, who's Mamash Holy, is also called Shabbos and also called Eretz Yisrael. Tzaddikim de Olam Yirshu Eretz. Tzaddikim inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael, wherever they are. Wherever they're walking on Admat Eretz Yisrael. Because they have reached, embodied, that Olam Shana Nefesh reality. That's why whenever you go to the Tzaddik, no matter when it is, it's Shabbos. Shabbos, no matter what. The Tzaddik is Shabbos. Tzaddik is Eretz Yisrael.
That's the answer. Mara now asks a question.
That's why you feel God there, because God is always a nitzav. God is always stationary in those places. You just need to be able to tap into it. And when Yaakov Avinu, who's the tzaddik, is in Beis Hamikdash, which is the space, on Shabbos, which is the time, Vehine Hashem nitzav alav.
Do you see the...